Welcome to the Nutramedical Report for the second hour of January 28th, 2010, Thursday. And we're going to have in this segment an update that we're going to continue hammering away at this nail of what's going on with Earth changes. I'll be doing another update report on Project Camelot probably in the next few days. But here's the nub of it. I've been following for years. I have a background in physics and biology, environmentalism for years, and I've been tracking very skeptically at first about a decade ago all of the Earth changes issues tied to the possibility of something happening, not tied to 2012 and the Mayan prophecy specifically, but a converging set of scientific data that indicates we're ending up with a bunch of converging cycles. And again, the repository of that is in a lot of our programs I do with people like Dr. Robert Felix and Larry Joseph and others. The fact is, we now have the Chandra X-ray satellite showing a dwarf star approaching our inner solar system that is below the ecliptic or the solar plane of the rotation of the planets around the sun. That is an actual physical fact now. It's not a theory anymore. We also know that there are solar cycles and Earth cycles that occur every 105,000 years, every 11,600 to 900 years, every 350 years. All these cycles are converging on very, very major fact that we're going to be facing in the next few years: dramatic increases in solar activity, solar storms, solar mass ejections, and a lot of that is just the electric universe in play with the sun discharging toward the incoming object, which is a hyper-elliptical twin star. Again, most of the stars in our galaxy of 100 billion stars, 74% of them are binary, and 13 to 14% are trinary, which means they have, by definition, a star or star-like object, a dwarf star, a white dwarf, or even in the definition of a star, a radiating object that gives off more radiation in certain bandwidth than it receives. So in fact, by definition, Jupiter is actually a star. The fact is, Jupiter is a flypaper to pick up comets and asteroids, but also the discharge of solar mass ejections toward the approaching area of Scorpio in the constellation. As Dr. Harrington stated back in the 90s before he had his untimely death, traveling to the southern hemisphere to prove that, in fact, we are going to be faced with the approach of the ancient destroyer, sometimes referred to by the Sumerians as Nibiru, reported by the ancient Egyptians as the wanderer, the flying disc with the plasma arms, which was reported by the ancient Egyptians, the ancient Israelites and Hebrews, which is, in fact, at the very time in this cycle, according to Zechariah Sitchin, one shar, or one cycle ago, that this happened, the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. In fact, it's exactly, the exodus occurred exactly one cycle ago. That's very timely, isn't it, John?
Yes, we see all the evidence, all the same indications of the 10 plagues of Egypt, and their description can be explained scientifically. Each of the plagues can be described scientifically as being caused by a close flying large celestial object, which would have caused electrostatic, electromagnetic interactions, as well as gravitational interactions between that near flying comet and the planet Earth at the time of...
Yeah, like frogs or worms coming out of the ground.
This should happen to free the Israelites.
Right, like the frogs coming out of the ground. Even in the ancient Greeks, historians such as Aristotle and others reported, and other Greek historians, the fact when there were near pass throughs near the planet of Venus, there was interplanetary discharges of plasma that caused the worms and snakes to crawl into the ground. And before some of the great earthquakes, including, I'm sure, in Sichuan, China, they had, a lot of the animals acted strangely, but a lot of the animals, they say in the earthworms, literally crawled under the ground when these things happen.
Well, I emailed you the photograph from the major earthquake. I think it was in May of 2008 in China.
Right.
And it shows floods of toads swarming out of the ground 2 days before the earthquake.
Right, well, this is exactly what happened in ancient Egypt. So what you have to understand is that God gave the knowledge to Moses that he knew that this event would happen. And God gave him the sequence of events as to what would happen, and he told the Israelites where to go so they wouldn't be in the plume of the Santorini volcanic eruption that was literally upwind of the Egyptians, which fell all this fire and brimstone upon the Egyptians because it was directly downwind of Santorini.
And you can read that in Exodus chapter 9, when right. Moses and Aaron were commanded by God to pick up handfuls of ash from the kiln, throw up the ash in the face of Pharaoh and his magicians, and when those ashes came down, God ordained that it would burn the faces of all the Egyptian magicians and the Pharaoh, and it would cover the entire land of Egypt. And that was at the instant that God ordained that that cloud of ash would sweep down south from the Aegean Sea over the land of Egypt.
Right, and that happened. That's a historical fact now.
That around 1500 B.C.
Right. Now, those, by the way, those geological facts have been proven now. This is no longer conjecture. And he told the Israelites where they needed to go so they wouldn't be in the plume of ash, so they didn't have the problems.
Right. And
that's what's
so many
amazing.
Other plagues that God ordained that the Israelites would escape. For example, the death angel, which was a destroyer, could have been Planet X or could have been one of the major comets in Planet X's surrounding.
No, I'll tell you why it was Planet X. I'll tell you why it was Planet X, because if you look at the Bible and you actually use a scientific mind, which I've been given, and I'm writing all this, by the way, with expansion of my book, Clay and Iron, it will be released this spring, summer. Firstly, when God sent Joshua to kill the Amorites in battle, they did not have enough time and daylight in order to continue the battle to continue exterminating them. So God literally put to stop the sun in the sky, and they had an extra day of daylight so they could continue the battle until they were completely destroyed. And literally that meant that the crust of the earth had to literally be held. The earth had to be held in a position where they're still getting daylight for a longer period of time. So these crustal events that happened during the cycles, crustal slips, not necessarily a pole flip, but crustal slips, they're a standard thing that happens. This is not something anomalous or new. This is the best way to describe the continents is to think of them as pineapple slices floating on jello, which
right.
is the mantle
that
of the earth. Yeah. And we can see it. You can. I remember back in grade 8 biology, I mean geography, you can see how you can slip the continents toward each other and you can form a supercontinent. You
sure.
can also see proof that the Earth was smaller and expanded when the interoceanic ridges rose up to create volcanic ridges to create new ocean floor, which then dips underneath the tectonic plates of the continents and causes the volcanism along the continental ridges like the Ring of Fire. The
right.
earth itself has expanded since the time of creation. That's just
right.
the way it is.
We see all these scientific and phenomena occurring over right now, beginning to occur. And what I did was I surmised that the reason, I knew there had to be some reason for this worrisome abrupt quiescence of the sun that occurred during the years 2008 and 2009,
right.
following an extreme period from 2001 to 2008 of extreme solar hyperactivity. There is no explanation for this. This could be a worrisome change in solar activity that I knew we had to solve this mystery. So what I did was I went to the AstroViewer, which is a computer program you can find and you can use online without downloading on the internet. It's AstroViewer. Just Google AstroViewer and then play around with it. You will find a page that allows you to type in a particular month of the year, a particular day of the year, and a particular year, as well as a particular time of day. And when you select all of these variables and plug them into this page, you will be able to see what the solar system and the far distant constellations looked like from your vantage point at any point on Earth. You could select a vantage point of Toronto, Canada, or you could select a vantage point of Singapore or any city in the world. But by doing this, I was able to find a particular time and place on July 20th when we know that NASA reported there was a massive collision of a comet into the southern hemisphere of Jupiter, which I surmised came from the Planet X and its entourage flying
exactly.
directly below Jupiter.
John, we're going to have you back on the third hour again with Tim Alexander to give some more updates.